The second week in our creation season moves us forward from last week's challenges of putting our faith into action, of knowing that we are only a small part of creation, of opening our eyes to the fact that we are called to care for God's creation, to remembering the stories of our faith and our God. If we are to act in faith and with faith, it is helpful to identify what our faith is and how we learn about it. So today is about storytelling. It's about hearing stories that inform us, that intrigue us, that mystify us, but that challenge us to know who or what this God is that we profess to believe in. We believe that God had a hand in beginning a project that has resulted in the world we live in today. We believe that God's dream of this project was that it would be something that would contain many different pieces that could and should be able to live in balance, in harmony. The faith stories of our ancestors that have been passed down through the ages speak to us of the struggles that humanity has had to live in balance in God's creation. We have seen God, mostly patiently, work with us. We have seen God try different ways to get us to play nicely together. In the story of Adam and Eve, strict rules were given and broken. Noah's Ark tells us that it is entirely possible for God to be disappointed in us and to overreact, but to be willing to begin again and learn from experience. Jonah and the whale speak to us of God's persistence. When God knows we have the skills that are needed in the world, God pushes us until we use them. The coming of the Christ child, the chosen one, tells us that God came to be among us, reaching us where we are and teaching us how to try and find balance again. The stories of our ancestors tell us that God comes to us in many different ways and places, but that God continues to come to us, inviting us into this amazing creation, asking us to continue to work toward that vision of harmony. Why is it so hard for us to do that? What is it about humanity that just doesn't get it? The stories, the teachings are there, but we don't seem to have the wisdom to learn from them. In the readings for today, we hear the voice of Paul. This disciple who had known how to be powerful by using force, listened to God and learned to live in a totally different way for God. In Paul's letter to the faithful followers of Jesus in Rome, there is a reminder that being part of God's way puts us in danger. If we follow the teachings of Jesus, we are to look after the foreigners, the strangers, the poor, the oppressed in the world. There are those in power who are so greedy for power that they are using the weakest and most vulnerable in society as their stepping stones. They crush the rights of the poor. They deny safety and compassion to the desperate. They feed on our insecurities until we look at the world as fearful and we begin to join them in stepping on others to protect ourselves. When we choose to defend the vulnerable, when we welcome the stranger, we are often a lone voice. It feels dangerous. It makes us vulnerable to bullies. Yet this is what our faith in God's love calls us to do. Paul says, God loves us. We, indeed all people, are God's people, and God loves us and will never use us to gain power. God treats us all with respect, with care, and offers us compassion and guidance. Paul knew personally that God never gives up on us when we have what is needed to create love and caring in the world. In the reading from Acts, Paul told stories of God. Paul listened to what others believed and then found a connecting belief, and through that introduced the concept of one God who created and is creating. Paul invited them to hear of God who invited them to see God's love, passion, and compassion all around them. He told them that God was not confined to buildings, but was close to them wherever they were, and that we all come from God. Paul joined in conversations and shared what he had learned. He listened to God's voice and courageously took those teachings into a world that often reacted to different with violence. Things didn't always work out as planned, but he persisted and continued to encourage followers of the way to listen and learn and live in love. Creating is an action. Creation is a way of living together, knowing each of us has a skill to share, a part to play in moving toward balance in the world. Creation and creating means change. It means doing something. It is engagement. It is commitment. We all come from God. God came to us. God comes to us every day in the people around us, in the people we see around the world who are lost and lonely, who are displaced, who are looking for safety and peace and food and shelter and a little bit of love. Listen to the wisdom in the stories of God. Listen to the wisdom in the stories of Jesus. Listen to the call to create a world that is about us, all of us together, and doesn't divide into mine and yours or us and them. Listen and learn from the experiences of others. Let us be committed to all of God's people in the world, then tapping into the wisdom of our faith, of God, that pushes us forward with gifts and courage. Let us live God's love in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.